I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It may be freezing, but thousands of protesters are planning to gather in Russia tomorrow. They're demanding political reform, but they won't be the only demonstrators. Others are coming out to show support for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, the country's top presidential candidate. And what's a protest movement without a popular song? Oddly enough, though, Russia's best-known pro-Putin and anti-Putin songs were written by the same man. Julia Barton has our story.
Alexander Yelin sits in an expensive cafe in downtown Moscow. The 53-year-old is partly bald. What's left of his graying hair is tied back in a ponytail. Yelin is a lyricist. He writes the words that others sing. 10 years ago, Yelin bet a friend $200 that he could create a hit song in Russia on the cheap. Yelin won the bet. His song, A Man Like Putin, became so huge, it's been translated into English, more or less.
My boyfriend is dumb, he smokes and he is drunk. My boyfriend is dumb, but in power exhausting. I saw him get out, I need a new boy. I found him, I know he must be like Putin. He must be like Putin.
When A Man Like Putin came out, Putin had been president for 2 years. Yelin says his song reflected the country's admiration for the man.
At that moment, there was such a euphoria that there was this new young leader who'd move the country forward. And the song was a bit ironic. It was written in a way to depict Putin as the ideal man, even the ideal husband for women.
Yelin may have written A Man Like Putin as light satire, but it wasn't taken that way. Vladimir Putin made it his anthem and even played it at rallies. Yelin, who'd been a dissident rocker in the Soviet days, seemed a bit uncomfortable with the embrace. But even just a few years ago, he told foreign journalists there was no point in writing anti-Putin songs. No one would listen to them. All that changed in September when Prime Minister Putin announced he was running for president again. An opposition leader asked Alexander Yelin if he'd write a different kind of song now, one that reflected the country's disgruntled mood. Our madhouse votes for Putin is from the viewpoint of a patient in a psychiatric ward. Why is there a hole in my head and in the budget, he asks his doctor. Why instead of tomorrow, today is yesterday. It's all so complicated, the patient concludes. It's just too messed up. Our madhouse will vote for Putin, and with Putin, we'll be happy. Alexander Yelin says mental illness was an obvious metaphor for the way Russians view their leaders.
Schizophrenia seems to me inherent in Russians. On the one hand, Russians don't love those in power, but on the other, they just go along with everything that's done in the political arena.
Yelin and his group RABFAK, the Soviet acronym for Workers' College, released the song in October, and the video went viral. RABFAK performed at protest rallies here in Moscow last December. A group of Russian linguists named Our Madhouse Votes for Putin the Russian Phrase of the Year. The last time Yelin won that honor was in 2002 for the phrase, A Man Like Putin. All told, Yelin says he made about $8,000 off A Man Like Putin, plus the $200 bet. He doesn't regret writing the song. He even hopes it might get recorded again. This time, its satirical nature might come through, he says. For The World, I'm Julia Barton in Moscow.